Well, hello out there in podcast land. This is our first podcast, certainly not my first rodeo. This is Bobby KM6IKH, founder of Next Gen Electronics and Hotspots. And I just wanted to do a little intro today. I'm going to keep this very, very short and just address the people that are brand new to Hotspots. We have about a 50-50 mix of customers. About the first 50% are brand new to DMR radio and know absolutely nothing, which is a great thing if they call us because they won't get any bad habits. The other 50% are seasoned digital radio users in the DMR, D-Star, Fusion, P25, and NXDN formats, and that's great. But a lot of people still don't understand everything about all the formats. I'm still learning, but I have a pretty good grasp on the basics of all the formats. And the one I want to just talk about very briefly is DMR. DMR has been around, what, 3 or 4 years now? It's relatively new on the forefront. It's one of the easier modes to actually use. One of the radios that I recommend, and there's absolutely no remediation or compensation behind this, is the Anytone 868. And you can call Connect Systems up in Los Angeles, California. A gentleman over there named Jerry will take really, really good care of you. He's extraordinarily knowledgeable, answers his phone, and will help you in any way he can to make sure you select the correct radio. The Anytone 868 happens to be a winner chicken dinner radio. It's a fantastic piece of equipment, and everyone that purchases one loves it. What I love about the 868, personally, it's very attractive to me for that particular radio or handy talkie, is the fact that you can program it with a spreadsheet, which is absolutely right up my alley because I love spreadsheets. I've programmed thousands of them, and I love the ease, simplicity, and flexibility of using a spreadsheet. It makes a CVS file, a little bit of a learning curve, but nothing too brutal or difficult in doing that. And the Anytone 868 radio is the only radio that I personally know of that you can do that. And that, again, makes it a winner chicken dinner DMR choice for me. I don't know the prices on the radios. I don't really follow that. But the Anytone 868 is a bomb of a radio and really gets the job done. If you want to go just basic, real entry-level DMR radio, go with an MD380 by TYT. You can't go wrong with that radio. And you can go on our website, hamradio1.com. You will be able to go to the ham radio section, and there's a little information about nets, a little information about radios in there. And you can look at my list. Now, remember, that's just my list. There are many different radios out there. I just give a quick overview of the radios that I know are very good radios, from the most inexpensive up into the little higher price radios, such as the Motorola, and the, I think it's a 7550 is what we have on the website, and there's many models, and the Hytera line. Also an extremely, extremely high-end set, high-end HT. The Hyteras are actually beating out the Motorolas. I know a lot of Motorola people that pretty dyed-in-the-wool, hardcore Motorola people that are moving over to the Hyteras. So just FYI, if you have deep pockets and you don't mind pitching in, you know, $600, $700, $800 for a handy talkie, that Hytera is probably for you. If you're like most of the people getting into DMR radio and you're just sticking your foot in the water and you want to kind of feel this thing out and see if it's your cup of tea, go with the MD380. That's MD Michael Delta 380 TYT radio. It's a Chinese radio. I use it. I've used it for probably 2.5 years. Son of a gun has just never, ever, ever. It hasn't hiccuped. It has never failed me. It's just pretty bulletproof. And for under $100, it's kind of hard to beat. So that's my intro for the DMR. And then I'm just going to touch very lightly on the D-Star. D-Star is a wonderful mode. That's been around, I believe, 11, 12 years. I really need to have my statistics in front of me, but for sake of conversation, let's say it's been around 12 years. And today is August 28th, 2019. So the D-Star mode is a really phenomenal mode. I got into it only about a year ago, and I've got to tell you, I really fell in love with it. I love the audio quality. I love the flexibility. I have a 4100 ICOM. I can't say too much about the ICOM. Actually, I can say all I want about it. What I mean is I can't give it any higher praise. The ICOM radios, the ICOM, all the ICOM line is really a pretty phenomenal, very, very, very refined radio. There's the Heterodyne audio system in it is just phenomenal, and it works, and it really keeps the signal balanced well. It's an incredible, incredible brand. I love ICOM. I really do. Then there's Kenwoods, which I know are very, very popular. And you know, people who love Kenwoods love Kenwoods. You know, that TH-74HT is really, really popular with a lot of our customers. And, hey, if that's your cup of tea, fantastic. But the D-Star is going to be, has a higher price point to get into. You're looking, if you can find one on sale around $250, up to $550 or so for an HT, running with Kenwood or any of the D-Stars, as a matter of fact, including the ICOMs, D-Star is just a little pricey mode, more of a pricey mode. If to me, it's worth every dime of investment into the HT, because the HTs are super high quality, whether you get an ICOM or a Kenwood. You can't go wrong either way, but I like the consistency, and I like the fact if I have an ICOM, any ICOM radio that I purchase in the future is going to have a similar navigation system. That means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to a lot of other hams as well. I know people that are pretty heavy duty into D-Star and only do D-Star, and a lot of those people have moved away from the Kenwoods and into the ICOMs. Just for the fact, if they have one ICOM and then they purchase another two or three, they all navigate the same. And that is a big plus. But again, it's a choice. Then we go to the ASU Fusion. Fusion is a wonderful mode as well. I really don't know how long Fusion's been around. I know the ASU has been around since 1956, which is the year I was born. And they are also a very well-seasoned, sophisticated radio, super high quality radios. You can't go wrong with a Yaesu handset or even a desktop unit. Whatever you may buy, that's also an extremely high quality line of ham radio equipment. So there's the FD2. I'm not as familiar with all of the Yaesus offhand, and I don't have any notes or anything in front of me. Matter of fact, when I do podcasts, I have no notes in front of me at all. It's just what's in my mind, it comes out. So the Yaesus are excellent, excellent, excellent pieces of equipment. You can pick up a Yaesu, a digital Yaesu. I think it's the FD2, but please double check that. Go look on HRO or Gigaparts. You can pick up one for about $160. Not too shabby for a high-end piece of equipment, for a high-end handy-talkie. Then you can go into the little more exotic models, which are going to run you right around $450 or so. At least that's in today's market. So, you know, keep that in mind. So we talked a little bit about DMR, which is the mode that most people get started in. D-Star, which is an extremely attractive mode once you learn it. You get past the initial learning curve and understand how the reflectors work and get synced up with your radio. It's a mode worth every dime of investment of your time and money. I will tell you that. D-Star is a phenomenal mode. I love it. D-Star is where I started, though. And then the Yaesu Fusion, back over to the Fusion, we're kind of juggling those three modes. The Yaesu Fusion is a wonderful, wonderful mode. Can't go wrong with it. It's pretty simple. D-Star, for example, has talk groups. That's how they, that's the nomenclature for DMR, is talk groups. And then you have D-Star, which has reflectors. And then you have Yaesu Fusion, and they simply call their talk groups rooms. Six of one, half a dozen of the other, all does the same darn thing in the end of the day, just different nomenclature used because, you know, each radio is proprietary and each radio developer and, you know, the engineering that goes behind it, as we all know, everything's proprietary, proprietary, proprietary. I get that. And that's just the way the world turns. So those are the most popular modes. The DMR would be number one. Second would be D-Star, and that's subject to opinion, by the way. It's just my opinion. DMR is number one. D-Star is number two. Daisu Fusion, I don't know. I think that it fits in anywhere in there, really, because Fusion's a wonderful mode, super simple mode to run. And then there's the P25, which was originally and is still used. Matter of fact, we have clients in Australia, and they tell us the P25 is still the predominant daily use emergency radio channel there. So a P25 has been around a long, long, long time. You need a, from what I understand, you need a special Motorola radio to get into it. You can crosstalk in any of the next-gen hotspots with PiStar, which they all run PiStar. You can cross over into P25. I'm not sure about the DMR. I have to double-check. I don't do cross-moding. If I'm going to do a mode, I buy the radio. That's just the way I roll. But that's me. So, but PiStar does allow cross-moding. And I've been told by many, many, many hams and listened on many, many a nets that the Yaesu Fusion is one of the premier radios for crossing over into other modes. I know it does it absolutely seamlessly with DMR and vice versa. And also, I am to understand, can't verify this, but I am to understand that Fusion also is a very, very good mode to be crossing into P25. And I believe, don't hold me to this, because again, I don't do the cross mode thing personally. PiStar does it. I don't do it. I believe it cross modes into NXDN as well. Subject to verification. Let me put that out there. I'll put it to you this way. It's really simple for anyone to check. Simply go to the PiStar dashboard and look at all the GUI, graphic user interface switches at the top of the PiStar dashboard, and there's your answer for what will cross mode into what. I look at it when I do programming. I just program in either D-Star or DMR. I program people for Fusion as well, which is hardly any programming. All the general information is relevant to all the modes. Just set PiStar up. So I just don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. If I'm going to do a certain mode, again, I'm kind of a purist this way, I will buy the radio. That way I know I have 100% control of the mode. Anything the mode will allow me to do, I'm going to be able to do because I have the native radio to do that. And most everyone finds that that's kind of how all this works. Once you start getting into different modes, you pretty much will find the cross-moding is cool. The cross-moding works. Cross-moding does have limitations. It's not 100% across the board communication from one mode to another in most modes, with the exception of DMR and Fusion. They're so compatible. But still, Fusion runs rooms, and DMR has talk groups, just a little different way, six of one, half a dozen of the other, to get a communication from point A to point B. But again, the native radio in any given mode will always, without any exception, give you the maximum amount of flexibility and the magic word control over all of the navigation in that particular mode. And everyone finds that out at some point or another. And if they're doing two modes, it's almost without exception, the people will buy the radio in the second mode that they're interested in and have a much better experience with that mode due to the fact it's a native radio, has full control of all the features and functions that the mode offers. So anyways, with that, I'm going to conclude it here for our first podcast, just trying to get people up to speed a little bit on digital and how they work with hotspots. And they work phenomenally well. The next-gen hotspots basically do it all. They have the maximum amount of flexibility because with the next-gen spots, you can do Wi-Fi as well as hardwired. Actually, in all the models, each and every single model, you do need an adapter for the Covert, for the XD4, and for the Traveler. You get an adapter, and you can plug those directly into hardwire those as well, which is really cool. Excuse me. So, with that said, no further ado, I'm going to wrap it up for today and let anyone out there know that's getting into digital radio, fear nothing. There is nothing to be fearful of the digital modes. Matter of fact, they're very simple. Once you figure them out, if you're doing like most people do and you get started with DMR, there's a ton of assistance out there to help you set up your radio. But to be quite frank with you, if you simply read the instructions of a DMR radio, you're going to know how to program a DMR radio. They all program the same regardless of which brand you buy. You're going to find that all of the CPSs or the code plug software is relatively identical. There are some of them are a little easier to program. Some are a little arcane to program. If anything, what everyone does discover is the fact that it's far more monotonous than difficult to program a DMR radio. A lot of repetition, setting up your talk groups, getting your channels in, and then dropping them into the zones. It's really a matter of repetition, 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 not a matter of rocket science to program them. Once you know how to program for a hotspot, it's simple, easy beans. You can also, they're also quite easy to program for RF, for any mountaintop tower as well. Obviously, you just have your two frequencies, your in-out frequency, your RX-TX frequency, and then you have to put in your, if it's DMR, it's going to be a color code for that particular tower, which is basically the reasonable facsimile of a CSCS code in analog. In digital or DMR, they just call it a color code, and the color code can be 1 to 15. So without further ado, I'm going to let it go for today. I did just want to cover the modes quickly, let people know that are new to digital radio, UHF and VHF, there is absolutely nothing to fear. And if you want to keep it all really, really, really simple and really fundamental, get yourself a hotspot. Go to hamradio1.com. Pick yourself up any. We currently have 8 models. Any of the models that that fits your budget and you think fits your style, and you will find the entire digital experience will be far simpler, far easier, and it keeps it far more fundamental when you're running a hotspot, which allows you full flexibility of running it in your shack or running it mobile in the car or truck, which is very cool. And there's no repeater chasing when you have a hotspot either. You could go literally anywhere in the world just as long as you have a nearby Wi-Fi connection for the hotspot to connect to. There's no reprogramming ever in your radio. And that is also a huge, huge plus for a lot of ham radio guys like me. So without further ado, Bobby, KM6IKH here, the lead engineer and founder of Next Gen Hotspots 73. And watch for our podcast coming up next week. Bye for now.